The effort was definitely there tonight for your team, playing a little shorthanded, but really two big key stretches of the game, 5:54 the second quarter and final 4:10 of the third quarter without any points, and Holcomb took advantage there, and that was ended up being really the difference in tonight's game.
Well, we do some silly things sometimes as far as cost us possessions, and, you know, we got to finish, you know, when you have the opportunity on some shots. You know, when you lose your leading scorer, I mean, somebody else has to step up. In first quarter, you know, guys, you know, played pretty loose, pretty comfortable. Second quarter, you know, they extended out, got a little more physical. We got real tentative coming off screens. You know, that's a, you know, big difference because, I mean, we didn't shoot a free throw in the first half. You know, so, you know, I'm not saying it's official. I'm saying that we played weak as far as coming off screens and wanting to get to the ball. You know, the second half, you know, had some opportunities. You know, just got it finished sometimes. You know, second half was a draw, I believe. I mean, even with that, you know, spurt, you know, it's not like, you know, they quit playing either. It was just, you know, one of those games where, you know, we kind of got into a little bit. You know, we're pretty feisty in the second half, played a little harder. But, you know, it basically comes down to, you know, the difference in post size, you know, where they can, you know, just drive you inside. I mean, shoot, we don't have a kid that weighs over 175 pounds on our team. And, you know, shoot, I don't know if they got a kid that starts that's under 100. Well, probably two other guards now that they've switched up a little bit. But, you know, they got three big kids that can drive you in and they play real physical. And, you know, we just couldn't match it.
And you had the great start there. Drew Duff hit back-to-back threes in that first quarter, and then he kind of went cold. But Drake McCray had a tough first half. He ended up having a big second half with 8 of his 10 points in the second half. And as you mentioned, he didn't get to the foul line in the first half. He got to the foul line in the second half, and he had to be happy with a much better free throw performance tonight at around 8 of 10.
Yeah, I mean, we can make free throws. I mean, shoot, we've had games we've made 16 and 19, so, I mean, there's no excuse to go 4 for 12. But, you know, it's still going to be the same thing when we play the next game. You know, Cimarron's going to be, you know, a lot bigger than us also. And, you know, whether Bo's back or not, you know, they're still going to have the size advantage. We just got to make sure that we work a little harder. We're about a step behind on a lot of the post action as far as, you know, the backside help or you're trying to front. You know, we're close, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, turnovers were big here. Holcomb didn't have a turnover for about the first 19 minutes of the game, and guys had 6 turnovers the first half but did a better job of taking care of the basketball in the second half.
Well, it's two things. Number one, we when they hit us on our cuts, we stopped. You know, and the passer's thinking you're going to run through your cut like you're supposed to, so he makes a pass, you know, they get turnover. Okay, number two, just not very strong with the – and I think that was probably more of anything that the situation it was, you know, we weren't strong with the ball. We weren't strong on our cuts. You know, I talked about that earlier, and then it comes back, and, you know, when you don't finish your cuts and the passer thinks you're going to, he's going to make a pass, and the passer looks like it's his fault, and it's actually probably the cutter's fault.
Well, it's one of 3 games this week and an opportunity to bounce back. A back-to-back home games Thursday and Friday night, your final 2 home games of the regular season, and a big one Thursday night to start off with Cimarron, a sub-state team.
It's real big, and it don't matter if they're a sub-state or not. It matters, you know, because, you know, we need to win. You know, we need to win there. We need to go 3-0 as far as, you know, to assure ourselves of a, you know, number one, number two seed right there, you know, because everything's pretty darn balanced with about 5 losses apiece with a bunch of us. You know, I think Cimarron maybe had a Liberal tonight, which should have been a, you know, tough game for him. Liberal's in top 10 in 5A. But, you know, don't look for somebody else to do your work for you. You know, go out there and take care of your own business.
Coach O'Neill joining us here post-game. Coach, once again, thanks for stopping by here, and we'll see you
throughout
the week.